Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the Parsha, about Chanukah. Hashem, I hope everybody's excited for Chanukah. I don't want to get started on that because I do all miss the whole shiur. So the story says something fascinating. It says, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav. And Yaakov sent Malachim to Esav. And all the Mefreshim are wondering what's the nature of these Malachim. The Meinayim has a very beautiful drush, the Chikavarav, where he says that these are Malachim which are created from the mitzvah of Tfilin that Yaakov did. The Chidah writes, Rashi says, Malachim Mamish. It's Rashi Tevus. Mi mitzvahs, mi sudas, motzei Shabbos. So the Malachim which were created from motzei Shabbos. I spoke about that this past motzei Shabbos. Other opinions as well as to which Malach he sent. But the Zohar says something very interesting in Parshas Vayera, that we know that when Yitzchak was on the Akedah, so the Malachim came and they cried. So it says the Zohar that the Malachim which cried by the Akedah are the Malachim which Yaakov sent to Esau. Of course, this is very difficult to understand why. The Zohar HaKadosh especially has rights to be cryptic. What's the connection between these Malachim by the Akedah and the Malachim that Yaakov is sending to Esau? It's not clear. What's the nature of the fact that the Malachim are crying by the Akedah? What's the significance of that? And if they wouldn't have cried, and if we didn't know that they cried, how different would it have been? And how does this relate to Chanukah? So Chazal tell us, in the Zohar Kaddish especially, a couple things about Akedah Yitzchak which are unknown. One of those things which we're going to focus on now is that although it would seem that the Maisa Akedah was flawless, there was a certain inyan that Yaakov, the Yitzchak and Avram, did not do Bishleimus. And of course we don't have the rights, the liberty to speak this way. Only Chazal can point out these types of mistakes. But the Zohar says that there was one thing which Yitzchak did, which was very costly for him. When the Shechinah HaKadosha appeared above Yitzchak and Avraham Avinu by the Akedah, so the Zohar says that Yitzchak looked up his eyes, he lifted up his eyes and he looked at the Shechinah. And this is what's called Heitzitz B'Shechinah. This is not the first time in history, nor the last time, that such an Aveira, quote-unquote, was committed. What we do find in Chazal is that doing so is Machayev Misa. It's a very dangerous thing to do. The first time we find this was by Cain and Hevel. The Zohar says, and wonders, why is it that Hevel was Chayev Misa? That Cain was allowed to kill Hevel. So the Zohar says, because Hevel was also hated the Shechina. Hevel looked at the Shechina and he wasn't allowed to. We find this inyan, let's say, by Birkas Kohanan. That's why we drape ourselves, and the Kohanan draped themselves in the Talisim, so as not to look at the Shechina, which is on the fingertips of the Kohanan. That's why we close our eyes by Shmona Esrei. And the Zohar speaks very strongly about that. There's an Indian called Heitzitz B'Shechina. And Cain was allowed to kill Hevel. He was Chayav Misa for being made Heitzitz B'Shechina. Another time, probably more known, is by Nadav and Avihu, by Matan Torah, that the Shechina appeared. And Chazal say on the Pasuk, Vayechazu Es HaElokim, Vayechlu Vayishtu, that they were Meitzitz B'Shechina. And they too were Chayav Misa for that. It's just that Hashem Yisbarach didn't want to spoil the party of Matan Torah, so he waited until later on. By the very first days, by the Chanukah Samishkan, that although Chazal say Nadav and Avihu, they went Lefnei V'Lefnim and they died, the Goyrim for that was in fact by Matan Torah that they were Hatzitz B'Shechina. For us, just parenthetically, what Hatzitz B'Shechina would translate into B'Derech Avoda, if a person is looking higher than himself, meaning that he's trying to act in ways on a madrigas which are higher than his own level. So that's called Hatzitz B'Shechina. It's very important for a person to know where he's holding in life, where he's holding in his Avodas Hashem. And if a person tries to act in ways which are higher than his own madriga, that means that he's lifting up his eyes to people who are higher than him, not because he wants to be on those madrigas, but he feels that he is on those madrigas. So this is what's considered to be Hatzitz B'Shechina al-Pi Derech Avoda. Of course, a person has to aspire to great heights. And he has to look, so to speak, with his heart at those places. But with his eyes, he can't look. Can't make it l'maisadik. The same is true, therefore, with Yitzhak Avinu, that he was Meitzitz B'Shechina by the Akedah, and he too was Chayav Misa, except his Misa came in the form that he became blind. Chazal say that a Summa is Chashav Kemes, that he who is blind is like one who is dead. This connects itself to Rashi, who says in Parashas Toldos, Vatichena Einav Miraos, that Yitzhak became blind later in life. And one of the reasons Rashi brings is because the Malachim, by the Akreda, they cried these tears which penetrated the eyes of Yitzhak, and from that he became blind. So we see, and this is important to note, that the circumstances in which the Torah tells us that Yitzhak became blind surrounds the brachos that Yitzhak wants to bench his children. We'll store that piece of information for later. What is the result of looking at the Shechina? When a person locks his eyes on the eyes of the Shechina, Akdesha, he receives the eyes of the Shechina. Now, what are the Heilige eyes of the Shechina, Akdesha? The eyes of the Shechina are eyes which can't see any wrongdoing in any Jew. Like Bilam HaRasha, as he says, when the Shechina befalls him, he says about Kutcha Brichu, Lo hibit avim b'Yakov v'lora amo b'Yisrael. That there are certain eyes, there are heavenly eyes which don't see any iniquity in Klal Yisrael. Ki Truas Melech Bay, says Rashi, Chua is a lashon of ahava. So when a person has ahava, when there's such a love, so it's very hard to see any wrongdoing in one who we love. This is why parents have a hard time seeing anything wrong in their children. And the Rebbe says to the parents at parent-teacher conferences, your son is causing a lot of problems in class. And the mother says, what do you mean? My son is perfect. Wouldn't hurt a fly. Doesn't do anything wrong. Like we find by the Akedah itself, this limud. It's at the Akedah that Chazal teach us, Vayashkim Avim Avaykar, Vayachavoshes Chamoyroi, that he prepared his donkey himself. He had many servants to do so. Yet, Ahava Mekalkelis is Ashura. That Ahava distorts our vision. This Bechina is what's referred to as a Nayach Yoinim, the eyes of the dove. Klai Yisrael is compared to that dove. And when Hashem looks at Klai Yisrael, there are these Einayach Yoinim, which Vishir Hashem speaks about, these eyes of love. It's only able to see the white and the purity. As the pasuk says, "Al kol peshayim tachase ahava." That Ahava has a way of covering up all pesha. And these are the inayim of the Kohen. The Kohen has the kayach to be able to see all good in every single Jew. And that's why the din is that a person who's afflicted with negat saras has to go to the Kohen. Because the Kohen is only able to be matar this Jew when he's able to find a nekuda toiv in him. It wasn't simple that a person became a bound negat saras and matar. That he too, Chazal says, is chashav kemes. And that's only after having saras on his home and on his garments and then on his body. So he comes to the Kohen because the Kohen has these einayim and he's able to see good, and when he finds that nekuda toiva, so then everything is able to turn over. And because Yitzchak was metzis b'shechina, he received the eyes of the Shechina. And it's for this reason that Yitzchak wanted to bench Esav. That although Esav was a Rasha, everybody could probably see that he was so. But Yitzchak wasn't able to do so, because since he was Meitzes B'Shechina and received the eyes of the Shechina, he saw only good in every Jew. And Esav was a Jew, as the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us, Esav Yisrael Mamarhaya. Esav was in fact a Jew, but he was a big Rasha. But this is the klal of the Shechina, v'leiro amo b'Yisrael. We have the shame Yisrael, af b'shachat l'Yisrael hu. Yitzchak was able to see past all of the pasha of Esav, and he thought to give him habracha. That Yitzchak had the eyes of the Kohen. And perhaps this is to what's alluded to, that the Torah says, v'techena einav mira'ois. The word v'techena is a very unusual word in Torah, but perhaps it comes from the root of the word Kohen. V'techena einav mira'ois. That Yitzchak had the eyes of the Kohen. And although Esav was certainly at the very least on the madrega of a mitzayra, v'techena einav mira'ois, Yitzchak had the einayim of the Kohen, that he was able to see past the rishus of Esav. V'yehav Yitzchak as Esav, because he had his einayim achrayim and he wanted to bench him. Now this presented a very dangerous situation. Because if Yitzchak wants to give the brachas to Esav, don't make the mistake to think that if Yitzchak gives these brachas to Esav, then okay, so Yaakov lost out, Esav got the brachas. No, let's move on. No. Chazal are very clear. Zohar Kaddish tells us that all of history was riding on these brachas. Ad kedek da'ach, Chazal say that everything good which we have in this world and in the next world comes due to the brachas that Yitzchak gave Yaakov. This is a point in history on that fateful Leil Pesach or Rosh Hashanah, according to the Zohar Kaddish, that the fate of all of history was determined. It could have gone right and it could have gone left. But because Yitzchak looked at the Shechina Kedoshah and received the eyes of the Shechina, and he thought therefore to bench Esav, it was important that the malachim should come and they should blind his eyes. As we said, this was a midah keneged midah, an onesh, the nesumah as chashav kemeis, for having looked at the Shechina Kedoshah. But the context in which the Torah tells us that this happened was dafka by the brachos, v'techena einav mira'os. And that is the pasuk which opens up the whole parish of the brachos. And the implication is that the blinding of Yitzchak is important, that Yaakov should receive the brachos and not Esav. Because the two things go hand in hand. That because Yitzchak was meitzitz b'shechina at the Akedah, and he received the eyes of the Shechina HaKadosha, therefore it was important that he be blinded so as to make sure that Yaakov should get the brachas and not Esav. With that being said, let's go back to which the Zohar HaKadosh taught us earlier. That the malachim which came down These are the malachim who cried by the Akedah. And these are the malachim that Yaakov sent to Esau. What's the shaykh of Zebedah? But what we've seen is that the purpose of these malachim having cried in the eyes of Yitzhak is to ensure that what? That Yaakov should get the brachas and not Esau. Now here in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, that we're about to see the showdown between Yaakov and Esau. Esau is coming, why, Rabbi Yisai? Because he's upset about the brachos. And he wants to take the brachos back from Yaakov, which belonged to him, so he feels. That he may even kill Yaakov on the account of these brachos. So therefore, Rabbi Yisai, it's appropriate that the very same malachim who were by the Akedah, who ensured that Yaakov should receive the brachos in the first place, should breathe the malachim who come now to continue their mission and their job, that the brachos should remain by Yaakov and not go to Esau. To further develop this idea, B'siyata D'Shemaya, we have to understand what kind of tactic was Esav coming to? Was he using or hoping to use against Yaakov Avinu? The Torah tells us he came with 400 men, but the Torah doesn't say that they were armed. He just came with 400 men. What's the significance of these 400 men? So the Mefarshim tell us that Esav was coming with the Koyach of Ayin Hara, which is why he took 400 men, which is Gematria Ayin Ra. We find something similar to this by Ephron. By Ephron, Chazal tell us that Avram had to dish out 400 shekel kasa for Stei Maris and Machpelah. And Chazal and the Mefarshim point out that Ephron, who is Chasevav, when spelled Chasevav as it is in that pasuk, is Gematria of 400, which is the 400 shekel kasef. And there too, Ephron tried to be Metal Ayin Hara in the whole purchase of the Avram Avinu. So this number 400 is a number which is associated with Ayin Hara. Interesting to note is that both by Esav and by Ephron and by Yaakov, we find the letters Ayin. The only difference between Yaakov and Esav is the letter Ayin. I mean, the only letters which they share in common is the letter Ayin. Because Yaakov Avinu is the Inyan of Ayin Taiva. And Esav is the Inyan of Ayin Hara. The Torah, in fact, coins a special phrase called Ein Yaakov, that the eyes of Yaakov, and it was in the schus of the Ayin of Yaakov that he had an Ayin Toiva, that he was zecher to the brachos. Because as it says in Mishle, Toiv Ayin hu yivayrach, that he who has a Toiv Ayin is the one who is blessed. And it was because of the Ayin Tova of Yaakov that he was zecher to the brachos from Yitzchak. Whereas Esav, who was a Baal Ayin Hara, was not zecher to the brachos. What's interesting is that both by Ephron and by Esav, we find the concept of a sada. Esav is called an ish sada, and Ephron also is selling to Avram Avinu the sedei maris hamachpelah. The Gemara tells us in Baba Basra on Daf Beis and Beis, the beginning of the Masechta, it brings a memory of Abba, and here the Gemara is talking about harchakam in Zikin, banyan is a kaisel between shtei shutvin. And the Gemara talks about a hezek which can occur between shutfin called hezek ri'iyah. And what the nature of hezek ri'iyah is, the machlekes amongst the Rishonim. Some learn that the inyan of hezek ra'iyah is the actual spiritual damage that comes from the eye. And here we see a statement from Rav Abba in the Gemara, and the name of Huna Marav, Asir la'adam la'amayt b'steich ha'vero b'shashi ha'imedes b'kamayseha. That it's asir for a person to stand nearby or in his friend's field, in the sad of his friend, when it's growing. Why? Because of hezek ra'iyah. We see from here that the sada is the place where it's shchiach, where the makar of the inyan of hezek ra'iyah of ayin hara is learned from. This is the sada of Ephron. This is the bechin of sada as well by Esav. In fact, sedei ma'aras ma'fela, the word ma'aras, is the letters meis, ra, and ha-ma'fela is gematria ayin. Ayin Ra. So as Gemara says in Brachos, that out of 100 people who die, 99 out of 100 die from Ayin Har. That's called Ma'aras Meis Ra HaMachpeh L'Gematria Ayin. In Ayin. And perhaps this is the implication of what Esav says to Yaakov, Yeshli Rav. Yeshli Rav is an allusion to this Memra, which the Gemara says, Amar Ab Abba, Amar Ab Huna, Amar Rav. But the Baal Memra is Rav. That's what Esav says, Yeshli Rav. But this inyan of Rav, of Hezek Ra'iyah, the Ainu. Ayin Hara, something which he has, which Esav is expert in. Whereas by Yaakov, when he receives the brachas, what does Yitzchak say? Yitzchak says, Re'ei Re'ach Beni, Kereach Sada Sheberchu Hashem. This is the Sada Sheberchu Hashem. This is the opposite of the Sada of Esav. It's a reach sada shabrechu Hashem, but he says re'ei reach bani. He alludes to the Einayim. So this is the difference between Yaakov and Esav. That's why Yaakov gets the brachos and Esav doesn't. Yaakov with the inyan of ayin taiva, and Esav with the inyan of ayin hara. Now, because Esav is coming with the koyach of ayin hara, why is he coming with the koyach of ayin hara? Because the Zohar says regarding Ayin Hara, is Ainin, there are eyes, the beginehon, that because of them, lay shalta birchas abaho asa, that it can drive away bracha. And since Esav was coming to harm the brachos, to take away the brachos, whatever it is at all costs, to remove the brachos from Yaakov, he was coming with Ayin Hara. And it's for this reason we find no less than four times that when Yaakov sends the matanos and he's dealing with Esav, he says what? Lim sechein b'nei adeni. Lim sechein b'nei adeni. Because he wants to overturn the ayin hara of Esav into what's called lim sechein b'nei adeni. That the melchama is taking place on the level of the einayim. It's a battle of the eyes. The battle of the eyes of Yaakov, that ayin of Yaakov versus the einayim of Esav. And hence, Yaakov is therefore sending these malachim, which blinded the eyes of Yitzchak, to now come in to do what? Blind the eyes of Esav. It's the same shlichus. It's not just as we said before on a broader level, that the malachim, whose purpose originally was to ensure that Yaakov should get the brachos, should now also ensure that he should remain with the brachos. But even more specific than that. That in the same way that they were pregim in the Einayim of Yitzchak, and through that Yaakov b'zecha to the brachos to Vayin Hu Yivarach, let these malachim come, who are Einayim, who cause damage to the eyes, to come to be pregim the eyes of Esav, who wishes to take these brachos away from Yaakov. What's fascinating is that the Torah tells us that Yaakov took these malachim, of which the Torah says, Vayifku'u boi malachei Elokim. That's how the parsha before Vayishlach, Vayetze ends before telling us Vayishlach Yaakov malachim. These are the malachim which are called Vayifku'u boi malachei Elokim. He came into contact with malachim of din. And they are Malachim of Din, which is the Shem Elokim, because there was a Din which was exacted upon Yitzchak for having looked at the Shekhinah. But this Lashon Vayifka by Malachim should be familiar to us from the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, where the Torah says Vayifka v'makom. And it's there at the Vayifka v'makom that Yaakov finds Malachim on the ladder going up and going down. And even the Lashon of Vayifka is a Lashon of a Pagam, to be Pagea b'davar. And perhaps the Vayifka v'makom that the Torah is referring to is because this Mokom that Yaakov is sleeping is the Mokom HaMikdash upon which Yitzchak was Metzitz b'Shechina, was Pagim in the Shechina. That's called Vayifka v'makom. And in fact, Yaakov himself sleeps in this place. And Chazal said that he regretted having slept there. As Rashi says, "V'anaychi le'yadati," I didn't know that there was the Makom HaMikdash. Says Rashi, "V'ilo le'yadati," had I known, "le'yashanti v'makom kadosh kaze," I wouldn't have slept here. So it would seem that the pagam that Yitzchak made in that Makom, by having looked with his eyes at the Shechina Kadosh left a roshem, that affected Yaakov Avinu, that he too is Vayifka v'makom, because sleeping is also a pagam in the eyes. Like, what do we say when we go to sleep every night? We make a bracha, ha-mapil chevli shein aleinai. That really, it's not becoming of an adam to sleep. We know that there are eyes, that Hashem's eyes, we say about them, hilein lo yonu v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. That Hashem's eyes don't sleep. And the Zohar talks about these eyes which come from a very holy place, ein b'kicha de lanayim. There are certain eyes which don't ever close their eyes, like the eyes of the dog, the eyes of fish. Which is why fish are not susceptible to ayin hara. But we see that this pagam called Vayifka v'makom, which occurred to Yitzchak at this place, if it rubbed off, it left a roshim, that Yaakov too had that pagam as well. What's interesting though, is that Chazal know that there are malachim which are going up and malachim are coming down. Hinei malachei elokim, these are the malachei elokim of before, Vayifka v'malachei elokim, olim v'yordim bo. Now who are the malachim who are going up? Anybody recall? The malachim who are going up are the malachim which went to stone. Chazal tell us that when the malachim, the two malachim who went to stone, when they went there, they said something which they shouldn't have. Hinenu ashchisim esayir. They said, we are destroying the city. And because of two opinions in the Medrash as to what that meant, what was their pagam, they weren't allowed to go up to Shemayim. They were banished for many years until this time that they were now able to go up. And these are the malachim which Yaakov sees going up on the ladder. The malachim who went to stone were now going up, and new malachim were coming down. So who are the new malachim who are coming down? These are the malachim. We already know who these malachim are. These are the malachim who are coming to Yaakov. Who are the vayifku b'malachei Elokim? These are the malachim who by the Akedah, who cry in the eyes of Yitzchak. They're coming down now for Yaakov. That we know. But who are the malachim who are going up? The malachim from stone. What do we find about the malachim who went to stone? Do we find any shaykhis to eyes in stone? What does the Torah say when they came to stone? That the people of stone, the Anshei, were coming, they were banging on the door, on Lot's door, because they wanted to do something terrible to these guests. And the Torah says, Vayaku, the malachim came, and they hit them with a makkah called Sanveirim. What's Sanveirim? Blindness, Rashi says. That we see that the malachim who went to stone, they were makke with the inyan of the ayin. They were poigim the ayin rav of the Anshei Sedom. That means to say that these malachim who went to stone, they were also malachim who were poigim in the ayin of Rishon. They were going up on the ladder. And the malachim who were coming down on the ladder, opposite them, were malachim who were what? Who were poigim the ayin of Yitzchak. Who were ultimately going to be poigim in the ayin of Esav. So with this we can understand why the Torah says that these malachim went up and down on what's called the sulam. Samech, lam, and mem. Because sulam is gematria ayin. The sulam itself is a sulam of inayim. The malachim going up this ayin and down this ayin. What's interesting is that the Zohar Kaddish, when it tells us that these malachim were pogim in the name of Yitzchak by the Akedah, it quotes a pasuk in the Navi, that the Navi says about these malachim, Malachi Shalom Mar Yivkayim. Malachi of Shalom, Malachim of Shalom, Mar Yivkayim. They cried bitterly. But perhaps the Zohar sees that these malachim were the malachim of the Akedah. This is Reb Shimon who makes this memra, because of the word Mar. Mar is not just a reference to the bitter of their cries, the bitterness of their cries, but also to the place of where they cried. Because the place of which the Torah says that the Akedah took place was Har HaMoriah. That's called Malachi Shalom Mar Yivkayon. They cried at Har Moriah. The Torah tells us that when we do find two malachim by the Ma'aseh of the Akedah, that the first time a malach comes and the Torah says Min HaShemayim and tells Avram not to shech Yitzchak. And then after that he comes and another malach comes Shenis Min HaShemayim again from Shemayim and tells Avram that because of this Ma'aseh the Akedah he's going to be zeichet to lots of brachos. Which by the way the brachos is called the Birchas Avram, which Yitzchak gives Yaakov also by the giving of the brachos. But the Torah notes each time implying that there are two malachim which correspond to the two malachim of stone who went up on the ladder. These are the two malachim who are coming down. And both times the Torah says, Min HaShemayim, Min HaShemayim. That they were the ones who were in the heavens. But now they're coming down to earth, down on this ladder. There is an exchange which is taking place, that the malachim of Avram are going up, having been in stone, who were Makkah B'Sanvayim, the Anshei stone, those are shine, and coming down on the malachim of the Akedah, Min HaShemayim, to come to assist Yaakov versus Esav, Malachi Shalom Mar Yivkayim. It goes very nicely because if you look at the Rashi Tevas, Malachi Shalom Mar Yivkayim, it spells the word Shammai. That's the Indian which is alluding to the Akedah, the Malachim which are Min HaShammai. These are the Malachim of Malachi Shalom Mar Yivkayim. These Malachim who cry by the Akedah are the Malachim Min HaShammai who come down, as the Zohar says, which Yaakov is using against Esav. Perhaps also, you know, the Arizal has a kavana when it comes to Pasech HaSedecha Maspiyah L'chol Chai Ratzah. The Arizal says that L'chol Chai Ratzah is Rosh Tevas Rachel. And the Arizal says that Rachel is Gematria two times the word Dima. And the Zayir says that Rachel is blind, she has no eyes. And that's because of these two tears which are in her eyes that the Arizal expounds upon. Two times Dima is Gematria Rachel. That's L'chol Chai Ratzah. So perhaps it could be that although Yaakov was successful in neutralizing the Ayin Hara of Esav, that somehow, some way, some of the Ayin Hara of Esav slipped through the cracks and affected Rachel Imenu. Now Chazal say that Yosef stood in front of Esav because Esav was wanting to look at Rachel. That's where his eyes were pointed towards Rachel. And because Yosef stood in front of those eyes, he was zecher to the bracha of Ole Ayin, that he's above Ayin Hara. It could be that some of it slipped through because we do find that Esav cries two tears. Chazal say that when Yaakov took the brachas from Esav, he cried two tears. And because of these two tears, he shakes the world, he rocks the world in a way that we suffer from those two tears. And it could be that because of those two tears, these are the two tears of Esav, which were poigin the inayim of Rachel. That the ayin hara of Esav was poigin the inayim of Rachel. That's what the pasuk before that says, Einei chol ilecha yisaveiru. Then we say, Umaspia l'chol chai ratzai. Which is a remiss to Rachel. And the Ari points out that the tikkun of these enayim is totally in Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the word ratzon is gematria Moshe, with the kolel. And the implication that the Ari is saying is that the tikkun of these enayim of Rachel are Tali and Moshe Rabbeinu. What's interesting is that Chazal darshed about Moshe Rabbeinu when he gives the brachos to Klai Yisrael at the end of his life. Chazal say, Toiv ayin hu yivarach, al tikri yivarach el yivarach, which is what the Gemara says. That he who has a toiv ayin receives brachos and also benches and gives brachos. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu. What's interesting is that the Torah says about Moshe Rabbeinu the opposite of what it says about Yitzhak. And the Medrash highlights this. The Medrash says that Moshe and Yitzhak had a debacle, they had a debate. Who is bigger, Moshe or Yitzhak? So Moshe says to Yitzhak, I'm greater than you. Because it says about you in the Torah, V'techena einav mir'ois. But by me it says, B'moso lo chasa einav. The same lashon of chasa einav that it says by Yitzhak. It says that Yitzhak was affected by that, but by Moshe it says, B'moso lo chasa einav. This is the great shach, the great hesped that the Torah gives about Moshe. As if to say that it's this reason that Moshe has this kayach of v'loyisich einav mir'ois, that his eyes didn't dim, that he has the kayach to be able to be misak in day 9. These nine of Rachel. Now, how does this connect to Hanukkah? There's a special din by Hanukkah, as we know. The Gemara tells us that he who is madlik the neiros makes 3 brachas on the first night. The haroi mevarach shnayim, but he who sees the brachas makes 2. Who sees the candles makes 2 brachas. The Chazal instituted a bracha not just on hadlakas near Chanukah, but also on being roya near Chanukah. That is a mitzvah to see and in fact to be mevarach on seeing the near Chanukah. And this is true halacha l'maisa. That if a person will not be lighting near Chanukah later that night, and he's in a Yiddish community, he's walking by and he sees a near Chanukah in the window, wherever it may be, he has a mitzvah to stop and to be mavarech. That's a bracha which is chal on the braya. That there's an inyan to see and to look at the near Chanukah. Now the reason why this is as follows. As we mentioned before, Yaakov is the inyan of Toiv Ayin. Time is Mayav in the other room. Yaakov is the inyan of Toiv Ayin. And out of all of his children, Yosef is also Yorish Samida. As I'll say that in many ways, in the beginning of this week's parasha, parasha Yeshev, Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. As Rashi points out, the Medrash goes by Arichus, that the life of Yaakov and Yosef are very similar to each other. That we know Yosef is the inyan of Ole Ayin, and Yaakov is the inyan of Toiv Ayin. And we find many times by Yosef in Mitzrayim, the inyan of the Einayim. Matzachin be'enei, Potifar. Yosef is working his magic in the area of Einayim. Of course, Yosef is the inyan of Shmiras Abyss, Shmiras Einayim. As Eishes Potiphar says, that Yosef wouldn't even look at her. And Chazal say that she took daggers and she put them against his eyes. And she said to him, either you look at me or I gouge out your eyes. And Yosef didn't look and he says, do as you wish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Pakeach Iver. These are the eyes of Yosef. Now, out of all places in the world where is Al-Makaymas, which are most susceptible to Ayin Hara, the Zayin says, the place most susceptible is the Shuk. The Shuk. The Shuk is the place which is most susceptible to Ayin Hara. Yet it's this place, out of all places that the Gemara mentions, that the mitzvah of Halakas Ner Chanukah Dizman is what? Ad Shetichla Regel Min HaShuk. That the inyan of the Ner Chanukah is to penetrate that place called the Shuk. And the reason being is because the inyan of the Ner Chanukah is the inyan of Einayim Tovim, the Einayich Yoinim, the Ayin Tovim of the Kedusha, is what the Ner Chanukah represents. What does the Torah say? The very first look that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to his world, Vayar Elokim Yisa'ar Kitov, that Hashem gave an Ayin Toiva to the Ar. And that's the Ar of Ner Chanukah. Vayar Elokim Yisa'ar Kitov, that was the very first glance that Hashem gave to his world. And this is the Ar of Ner Chanukah. And the air, this Ner Chanukah is supposed to be pursuing Nisa into the Malkum called the Shuk, which is the place of Ayin Hara. And through the Koyach of Ayin Toiv, which is the Koyach of Yaakov, to be Machnia the Ayin Hara of Esav in the Shuk. That's why Shuk is Gematria 400, Shin Kuf, Vatavav. Shuk is Gematria Ayin Ra. And the idea is that every single passerby who walks by from the Shuk on his way home, who looks at the Ner Chanukah, that the Ner Chanukah, that or Vayar Elokim Yisa'ar Kitov, should penetrate the eyes of that Baal Ayin Hara, and to be Mesakin the Ayin Hara, to be an Ayin Toiv. Like we find by Yosef in Mitzrayim. That Yosef went down to Mitzrayim, he was thrown into jail, and after having gone through the threat of Eishes Potiphar, to which he says, no, I'm not going to give in, Hashem is Pekeach Yivim, he's there for a while, for many years, and then he comes in front of Paro, and Paro says to him, what should we do? I have these dreams. And what does the Torah say? Vayitav hadavar be'enei Paro. You know what it means, Vayitav hadavar be'enei Paro? That the Torah says about Paro, Vayitav hadavar be'enei Paro? That something was good in the eyes of Paro? Paro was a Rosh Marusha. Like the Kedushas Levi has a whole tumult where the Torah says by Haman, that the Torah says, Vayitav hadavar be'enei Haman. And the Kedushas Levi says, where does he get a nine flavor from? We're talking about Haman here. We know that Haman was a nitzitz of Esav, and Mordechai was a nitzitz of Yaakov. Yet in the same way that Yaakov was able to be pale, not just to avert the Ayin Hara of Esav, but to be mesakin the Ayin Hara of Esav. Because what does the Torah say? That Esav says to Yaakov about these brachos, Yihilacha shalach. What does Rashi say? Kan hodalo al brachos. Not just that he wasn't able to take away the brachos, he was masking to Yaakov on the brachos. And when Yaakov encounters the Sarah Shalizim and he fights him and he says, Ki imbi rachthani, what does Rashi say? He was moedalo al brachos. Vayishakehu, the Torah says, that he kissed him. That's called Yaakov has the kech to be masaking the inaim of Esau. Mordechai has the kech to be masaking the inaim of Haman HaRasha. Yosef has the koyach to be mesak in the name of Par. Vayitav hadavar be'enei Par. Of which this tremendously benefits Klal Yisrael. Because when Yosef and the brothers come before Paro and they say, we need a place to go, where are we going to take our tzion? And we know that Paro despised any using of tzion, that they should be. What happens? Paro says, I'll give you Goshna, which is the best land. And he says, and I also want that you should watch my sheep too. That's like a Vayishakehu, that he was masaking the Ayin Hara of Paro to be an Ayin Toiv on the Yehuda, on the Bnei Yisrael. What's the whole Indian of Yavan? What did Chazal say about Yavan? Chazal say, I'll be the Medrash. V'choyshech zu Yavan. Why is Yavan called Choyshech? Shehechshichu einayhem shal Yisrael. They bring, they cast Choyshech upon the eyes of Klal Yisrael. They darken the eyes of Klal Yisrael. And this, by the way, is the very last Makkah to Paro, which is the Makkah of Choyshech before Makkah's Pachares. That's called Hechshichu einayhem shal Mitzrayim. That although Paro began with an Ayin Toiv on Yisrael, as soon as he turned against them, so then their eyes became dark. And before that, before their own eyes became dark, the Torah says in Makas Arbet, Hine kisas in ha'aretz, that it covered the eyes of the land. And this perhaps is the ayin in the word parai. But the klip of Yavan is hechshichu einayim shal Yisrael, to darken the eyes of Klal Yisrael, It means many things. But one of those things is that we have to have an ayin ra upon something. There's a way to look at this world with an ayin taiva, and there's a way to look at this world with an ayin har. If we're zeichet to ar, to the vayar looking misa ar ki taiv, so then we can see the world from that viewpoint of everything is good. Koman rachmar latav of it. Kadosh Baruch Hu is running this world. Everything is good. To be able to see the kedusha, to be able to see the taiv and everything. Because there is a stamp of Hashem's taiv on everything in the rear. The concept of Hechshicha Yonai for Yisrael in our heart doesn't just mean to be mazik with ayin har, which of course there is that musak. But even if we're not such people, but if we have a way of atzos, if we look at things from a viewpoint of that things are not good, that they're negative, that's called Hechshicha Yonai for Yisrael. If we go each and every day and we wake up, the first bracha that we say in the morning is Amaber Chev Leishena Meinai Stumba Miyafapoi. And then we start to say, Hagoymel Chasadim Toivin Lamar Yisrael. And these two things go together. That if we're in a state of Echshichu Neim Shei Yisrael, then we can't see the Goymel Chasadim Toivin Lamar Yisrael. We can't see just how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mative to us. That's why Chodesh Teves, really, the beginning of Teves is the end of Chanukah. It's the month of Teves, which is Hatavas, which is Lashon of Toiv, to be able to see the good. To be able to see the goodness in a winter, in a darkness. Teves is not one of the great months in Jewish history. But Chanukah gives us the Ayin Teva. So that when Tisha B'Av comes around, and Teves is the beginning of that, Asar B'Teves is the beginning of that Tkufa, it gives us this Einai Achrein and these Heilige eyes to be able to see the Nekuda Teva and everything, which is the eyes of the Kohen, to find the Nekuda Teva and the Metzaira, to be Mahapech. To be Mahapech the Einai Maim with the Einai Teva. This is the kayach of Halakas Ner Chanukah, which is an Indian of the Einayim to be mistakel. You know, the Devei Chaim sat by the Ner Chanukah for 7 hours. Kedushas Levi sat by the Ner Chanukah for 6 hours. It's an Indian not just to light the Ner Chanukah, but to shtim with the Ner Chanukah, to get to know the Ner Chanukah. Ayin ba'ayin yiru, to look at the Ner Chanukah, to allow it to, that our eyes and their eyes, they should lock with each other. And to mahapech our inayim to those inayim to the inayim of the Shechina. Yitzhak didn't have rishus to look, but here now, at this kufa, we have rishus to look. It may not be the same gili of Shechina which Yitzhak had, but fart, it's the Shechina, it's that aura, vayar lakim is ar kitayev. We have a very halig oreach coming to our home. That's why oreach is always says oreches, the light of the 8 days of Chanukah comes into our home, ramachnes orechem. Not so nice if we light the near Chanukah, we invite the guest in and then we go away. There's a reason why the Nashim are asid b'malacha, and why even by some places the men are asid b'malacha. It's because it's to spend time with the neighbors, to get to know the neighbors. Let it do its magic on our eyes, to allow our eyes, to lock eyes with that aura to the inayim of Hashem, and to be zeichet to that ayin taiva. This is the legacy of Klai Yisrael, the Ein Yaakov, which we've been zeichet to. And that's a bittul to the klipa of Yavon, with Yechshich Inayim Shai Yisrael. So let us hope that as Chanukah is approaching and these lights, Shal Pichasidus is the Arosh of Mashiach Gufa, Yeshivazech, and not just to Einayim Toivim, to be able to see the Goyim HaChazadim Toivim that Hashem does for us, B'chol Zman U'Zman, but to be Zecha, to be uplifted, and to be able to look higher, and to be Zecha to higher, and ultimately to be Zecha, to that time of Ayin Ba'ayin Yeru, B'shav Hashem Siyoin, to be a Skoyal Tzenech, and we have a Minu Amen.